Oscar season is underway, and the studios are releasing movies they hope will be irresistible bait to Academy members. This year, however, the game has changed. The season has been shortened, the award ceremony has been moved from March to February, and studios are working under a controversial new rule. It lets them send free copies of their movies to Academy members, but not to other groups that have awards programs. NPR's Kim Masters explains how the changes might affect the Oscar race.
In recent years, Harvey Weinstein's company has been an Oscar magnet. Miramax has won dozens of nominations and scored Best Picture awards for such films as The Piano, The English Patient, Shakespeare in Love, and Chicago. Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz. But this year, Weinstein says, some smaller gems will get lost.
It would certainly look to me like, you know, there's a prejudice against the smaller movie.
For a man who releases a lot of art house movies, Weinstein is a notoriously tough brawler. Competitors criticize him for hardball Oscar campaigning tactics, like allegedly planting stories that the hero of A Beautiful Mind, John Nash, was an anti-Semite. Weinstein passionately denies ever having done such a thing. But there's no denying that he and his company have been viewed with a certain enmity in the independent film world.
We've all acted childish at moments, us certainly included in that.
But this year, Weinstein says he and his rivals are finally united in their opposition to the new rules. The difficulties began with the shortened Oscar season. Final ballots are due February 24th. Last year, it was March 18th. Weinstein says that gives Academy members less time to discover or revisit movies like 21 Grams or Lost in Translation.
This is the time when the studios and the big movies dominate the marketplace, leaving very little room for an artistic movie to find any daylight or to find any theaters for that matter.
The Motion Picture Academy's executive director, Bruce Davis, acknowledges it's still not clear the Academy can even manage the logistics of voting in the time allotted. And he says members may complain they haven't been given enough time to see all the movies. But he says the Academy is trying to fend off the burgeoning number of award shows that may have contributed to slipping ratings for the annual Oscar telecast.
The fact is that the public at large may be a little tired of film awards by the time late March gets around. Maybe Oscars are like pizzas. If you deliver them sooner, people are more interested.
Executives at specialty film companies had resigned themselves to the compressed schedule. They were caught off guard when the Motion Picture Association of America banned sending free copies of movies, known as screeners, to Academy members and other groups that give awards every year. Those include the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which hosts the Golden Globes, as well as various guilds and film critics associations. The MPAA said the idea was to combat piracy, but industry skeptics argued that the rule further boosted big studio releases like Fox's Master and Commander. Movies like Master and Commander have huge advertising budgets, and they don't have trouble booking theaters. Miramax's Weinstein says with all the clout behind these big movies, screeners have become an essential part of his company's success.
Every year, in one shape, form, or another, a Miramax movie has benefited by people seeing it and saying, wow, I never saw that in the theater, but that's good. In the bedroom, wow, I just somehow didn't make it, or I didn't want to see it, or I heard it was depressing, and I don't want to go to a movie theater and see it. And then I watched it because it was there for free in my room, and I said, wow, what a marvelous piece of work.
After a storm of protests, the MPAA backed off, up to a point. The organization said screeners could go to Academy members, but not other groups that used to get them. The handful of truly independent film companies that aren't part of the MPAA can still send screeners to whomever they please. The Newmarket Film Group, for example, is sending out copies of Whale Rider. But the specialty arms of the big studios are constrained. That includes Weinstein's Miramax, which is owned by Disney. The restrictions prompted critics groups in Los Angeles and Chicago to cancel their awards programs. Gene Oppenheimer of the Los Angeles Film Critics Association.
Given the sheer number of films that open in November and December, last year 81 films opened during that period, it's almost physically impossible to get to every film on the big screen.
Weinstein applauds the critics for opposing the ban, but says the cancellation of their awards program only makes matters worse. He says the absence of recognition by such groups deprives specialty films of prestige that might lead to Oscars and a big bounce at the box office.
What will take City of God out of grossing $5 million and perhaps grossing $15 is Academy recognition. What takes Dirty Pretty Things out of an $8, $9 million art house ghetto gross and maybe blowing up to $20 is the end of the year recognition the movie so richly deserves.
The Academy's Bruce Davis says he doesn't believe that there's any connection between winning recognition from other groups and going on to Oscar success.
People assume that because this critic group nominated a particular picture or performance, and we did too, that somehow our members learned to vote for that performance by watching that, which is nonsense.
Gene Oppenheimer of the Los Angeles Film Critics Association disagrees.
I've talked to Academy members who say that they really hadn't even thought about watching a film until some critics group gave it an award.
The battle over screeners probably isn't over. Weinstein wants his competitors to join him in sending out screeners regardless of the rule. Executives at other studios are very unlikely to defy their bosses, but Weinstein says he's willing to face the wrath of Disney.
For Miramax, I think pretty much think we can do what we want. I mean, there's always the case of Michael Eisner firing us, but that might be a cause for celebration. You know, I mean, in all quarters, ours included.
For the time being, Weinstein says he wants to act in concert with his now friendly rivals. But given the intensity of Oscar campaigning in the past, it seems likely that some screeners, at least, will find a way to get stuffed into non-Academy stockings at holiday time. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.